Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 45th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He's talking about not with Rachel, but with Leah. You're married to Leah, okay? Stay with Leah at least a week. Fill her, she's your wife now. And then we'll give you Rachel. And then you can work your 7 years off for Rachel. And that's exactly what happened. He actually gave Rachel ahead of the 7 years. We're going to see that, okay? Kind of ahead of time. Verse number 28. So Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and Laban gave Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, Bilhah. And now all these handmaids are going to come into this. This is where the 12 tribes of Israel came from. From the two daughters and these handmaidens. That's where all these kids came from. Verse number 30. And he went also in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah. He served him yet 7 other years. Now, before I get in any farther and people start being critical, this is not promoting polygamy. It's always been one man and one woman. However, we know in the Old Testament that God allows things to happen. God's sovereign, his perfect plan. And let me tell you, there's problems that came out of this marriage. Anytime you look at men in the Old Testament who had more than one wives, every one of them had problems. One wife is enough. That's all you can imagine having two. Can you imagine Solomon 600 and something wives? No wonder the guy went nuts at the end of his ministry. Vanity of vanity. It's all vanity. 600 wives, there's 300 something concubines and all. Try to drive a man up a wall. But I want you to notice how Leah had to feel. Now, there's the end of this story. We're reading this in the chapter. She felt slighted. Because look at verse number 31. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, that does not, when we think of the word hated again, it means she was less loved than, she wasn't cared for like Rachel in Jacob's eyes, because man, he loved Rachel, and Leah was always playing second fiddle. Always playing second fiddle. That's what that term hated means. They're not that, you know, we think in the term of hated, that she was despised by others. Well, the Lord saw that. And I love that. Boy, I could preach a sermon right there. The Lord sees our needs. Amen. Even when others don't. The Lord, it says, the Lord saw that Leah was hated. And he opened her womb. He's going to bless Leah because she needed it at that moment. Man, that's a good message right there. But Rachel was barren. Then verse number 32, it talks about the sons. Leah conceived and bare a son. The first son, the oldest, she called his name Reuben. The word Reuben literally means see a son. Literally, she's so proud, and she's thinking, because Jacob is loving on Rachel, she's thinking, hey, look what I did for you. Remember, Rachel's barren. She can't have children, and she just knew that somehow this would win Jacob's heart a little bit toward her. Here's a son. Well, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, there it is. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Isn't that pitiful? Instead of being really joyous over the child, and I'm sure she was in a sense, but her mind wasn't so much on Reuben as it was now, maybe my husband will love me because I've given him a son. Verse number 33. And she conceived again, which tells me something. That's why that word hated doesn't mean hated like we're thinking hated, because Jacob kept going back in there to her. Following, she had children with Jacob. She conceived again and had a son, and she said, "Behold, the Lord hath heard that I was hated, and therefore he given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. And the word Simeon literally means attached or joined together. Again, thinking that that's going to bring that together. This thing about Jacob and Leah. We're going to be joined together. I just know this is it now. I've given him a second son. That's why she named him Simeon. We're going to be joined together. We're going to be attached. This is going to really please Jacob that I had another son. Well, it didn't happen. Verse number 34, she conceived again, her third son, and said, Now this time, will my husband be joined unto me. Remember, she named her son Simeon, which means joined. She said, well, it didn't work this time, but now my third time's a charm. Surely three times a charm. Therefore, I've borne him three sons. Therefore, will I call his name Levi. And the word Levi means Reuben, behold a son, hearing. Simeon was hearing. Levi was joined in attachment. I messed that up. Levi was here, was joined and attached. He thought, surely now we're going to be joined together. That's what that word Levi means. If I got my, I shouldn't have scribbled all this. Doug, is that right? Yeah, joined together. Levi is joined together. My writing looks like chicken scratch. I can't even read it. Yeah, that's the joined together. So finally, this third time's the charm. And then verse number 35. She conceived again and bare the son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. She finally got it. Three times was not the charm. It was all about Jacob. This one named Judah, it literally means praise. It's what that word Judah means, praise. Now she's looking to the Lord, being thankful for what everything God had done in her life, the Lord had done for her. She named this son Judah. And let me close with this. I went over time. Though neglected by Jacob and despised by Rachel, Leah was blessed with the two greatest tribes in Israel. Levi, the priestly tribe, and Judah, the royal tribe. And most importantly, through the line of Judah would come the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Jesus came through Leah, that plain Jane, the one that was despised, the tender-eyed one that was kind of the second pick. But God had other plans. That ought to give us a lot of hope. That if God could do that to Leah, if God could do that to little King David, little shepherd boy who was the last of the, you remember all of that in the anointing? And only a boy named David, only little. Oh, if God could do that, God could do that for us. God bless Leah, even though she was despised. Even though she was playing second fiddle, God blessed her. And God blesses us. Those who weren't in the limelight, we always think we got to be out there. And man, God knows our needs and knows just what to give it to us, when to give it to us. Amen? That's good stuff. I can't wait till we get a little farther in Genesis. The next one is this one. It just keeps getting gooder and gooder. Chapter number 30. We'll get that next week. Our Father, thank you for your word, for the time we have. For Lord, these aren't just stories for us to read. Things that apply to our life that we could learn from them and, Lord, be drawn closer to you and know that you take care of us and you hear our cries and our pleas. Lord, you answer our prayers. We thank you for that. Lord, answer our prayers today and meet with us, and may we leave this place rejoicing because we've been in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And join us this Sunday evening, 6 p.m., February 21st, for the Dixie Echoes Live in Concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.